Could this also be related to like practicing Anapanasati? So if like watching the breath, but if the mind kind of is becoming too kind of spacey.
Too diffuse. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it applies to all aspects of the path. And Anapanasati, of course, is a very tangible aspect to apply it to. But it could be just as easily applied to cultivation of Brahma Viharas or cultivation of Asubha Gamatana. One in meditation practice, but in how we apply practice in terms of, like we were talking about yesterday, of devotion to wakefulness. You can get too equanimous, you can get too energetic, there's this sense of balance. And it's actually like Ajahn Chah, in another way, one of the ways he described Dhamma is that which is just right. And so it's just this sense of, is it one thing or is another? Is it just this? And we're always looking. The mind tends to be looking for that, so we can be right and not have to be wrong. Ajahn Chah said, no, it's just this just right quality. It's in Thai, the padi. Just right. Ajahn Kinnerly, he used to talk about just right all the time. Practice in a way. Ajahn Kinnerly was one of Ajahn Chah's main teachers. And another teacher was Ajahn Tonglat. He said, Dhamma is neither high nor low, not dark or light, not tall or short. It's just right. In Thai, it's
Ha, 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 ha.